Professional artist Opiyemi Olukotun is working at CPR Historic Center, where Arts Mosaics office, art gallery and market are located. Here visitors pop in to view the exhibitions, to shop, or even to get involved in ongoing public art projects. Olukotun said he felt this position with Arts Mosaic was a good fit for him and could broaden his horizon. I want to have experience in the gallery space, because I've been painting professionally for a long time. Now 33, Olukotun earned an arts degree and an education degree in his home country of Nigeria 10 years ago, but it's his large vivid paintings that have gained him international recognition. From the earliest days I did compositions of people. I love anatomy, I love people. I love faces, he said. 3 years ago, in Nigeria, his paintings captured people going about their daily lives, people riding bicycles, in their workspace, working on their farms. Day-to-day activities. But he says, right now, I've been working on faces. His recent works have been in a gallery in Spain. I did a residency there. Search for Opiyemi Matthew Olukotun and you will find more information about him. His Instagram handle is at Opiyemi Olukotun. This spring the Arts Mosaics station underwent some changes as the board sought to make visual arts more available to the public by rearranging both the physical space and the hours of operation to include Saturdays. During a half-hour interview with the new gallery assistant, people were coming and going, viewing the originals hanging in the gallery, taking a look in the market, and even purchasing items. A former Arts Mosaic board member, Anne Patmore, paid a visit and liked what she saw. Several small groups stopped, including some youths, dropped in. Olukotun says there are lots of people coming into the station these days. They come to see the display, the exhibition, and also to get involved in the arts projects here. Especially kids. He moved to Canada about a year ago and has lived in Brandon until recently. During his first weeks on the job, he says he's feeling good about now living in Verdun. I kind of like it here. I was inspired when I went into the costume closet and I saw some old vintage costumes. Viewing the work of August's featured artist, Erica Holloway, Olukotun explains, she titled this, Crusader. It was done 3 years ago. It's beautiful. He points out the colors in the acrylic on canvas. Another of Holloway's paintings overflows the canvas onto the frame. It's genius actually. It's exploratory, he says. As an artist, Olukotun is interested in painting the activities in Brandon, in Verdun and other places portraying local Manitoba activities. Last winter was a new experience for the Nigerian artist in a new country. I had trouble with frostbite on my legs. I'm struggling to express that level of cold. I saw online, refugees from war, in the cold. I want to do a show on that. Opiyemi also attended Verdun Indoor Rodeo with his daughter and a friend. It was fun and exciting. That was my first time seeing it live. Ideas are flowing. He said, a lot of things that are here are bringing some artistic emotions. Olukotun is not just an onlooker. He has also become part of the Verdun scene. This summer he played keyboard and sang at Music in the Park during the August finale. He says he's had no formal training but plays keys, drums and some guitar. He's also a singer and is part of the choir in the church he attends. Meet Opiyemi Olukotun in the CP Historic Center and check out the Station Gallery's September show, Verdun Art Club's group exhibition entitled, A Year's Work.